there, and those cities going to inferior schools with inferior teachers and so forth, in order to have this social experiment by some knucklehead that hasn't thought it through yet? And the answer is no. That's what we're saying, in effect. Improve education where most of the children are first. Let me come down. I think we've got to get away from some of that. So most people think very simply. Oh, I know you most people think very simply. One, we're going to stop all new busing. Everybody, north, east, west, and south. And the Congress ought to get off its tail and pass that, please. Second, we're asking the Congress to pass legislation which will enable us to improve educational quality for everybody, and particularly not to leave a lost generation of black children in our central cities who are never going to be affected by these schemes of the social plans, as well as the people who can't hike a bike or the bicycle on the street.
Mr. President, just give you an idea of what you're up against. Remember last night, Prince George's County has a school called Northwestern High School. There's about 11% black population bus in the Northwestern High School, mostly bus. They had a confrontation between black and white students in the parking. The whole school was disrupted. The principal sent for the police. The reporters went out, and the story that was written in last night's paper was that the police were the instigators of the problem by coming, and that it wasn't the fault of the students at all. That's what you're up against.
Notes on busing. One thing that isn't in there. We have begun to intervene in pending cases involving proposed massive cross-town busing or cross-county busing all over the country. We will have a very comprehensive announcement by the Justice Department, by Dick Kleinies, on that this week. This is in aid of the President's policy. The media response to that already has been that the judges are giving this short shrift.
Right.
If it really would,
naturally intervene another Detroit case for that judge that, thank God we didn't appoint one of the
fugitives. This is a people response. It is a surprise that the judges would resist this intervention.
No, thank you.
But the whole scheme here is to put this in the hands of the Congress to announce public policy so that we don't any longer have this jerry-rigged judicial pattern of inconsistent results around the country. And we have, obviously, some precedents. If you need more of these fact sheets for any reason, why, we'd be very glad to.
My view is that on the fact sheets, of course, the leaders, but particularly, I guess all the congressmen or something like that, wouldn't they? You?
I'd like to do it for a candidate.
For the candidates, too. Run them off, which is not. And also the packet of materials. You know, some of those candidates who got more time than congressmen, they might read the back of that material.
Equal Educational Opportunity Bill, which I introduced on your behalf. We haven't had one single witness to the committee to support it in terms of what they said in the press or what the press picks up. Some of them have supported compensatory education. If you divorce it from the busing issue, they've all been against the busing issue. We have gotten together with HEW and they've given us a list of names that they think maybe we can get some help out of. Every one of them are educators, and by and large, every one of them have been a weasel that they're under.
Sure.
The answer that you're going to get from the majority of the committee is going to be that if compensatory education, is good, then the way to do it is to put the additional amount in Title I and concentrate it in the schools which need it, and forget about the busing thing, because that's a step backward. This is what in the ACB, everybody said, of course, is getting a lot of publicity. The reason I'm bringing it up that now it will come, or it will already come. I can't quite say that yet. And I'm going to try again and be a little bit negative, but I'm going to do it on purpose to try and get an influx of people.
Right.
George, I believe in giving credit. That credit is due, and I think we should all give Scoop Jackson credit for being the only Democratic candidate for the president. He either announced or in the wings the census get to a public school. The record all said their children right.
But I agree. Let me just say one other thing. I admire anybody that sits on the Labor Committee of the Senate. I was once on it for 2 years. That was 6 years too long. But anyway, they say, why'd you run for vice president to get off that committee? And I was on the Labor Committee of the House, which was a better time. You, that's when we got Ted Hartman.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a good point.
What I'm simply saying here is this. Look, let's be pretty cold turkey about it. First, what kind of legislation you're going to get? God knows. But second, what are the witnesses going to be like? They're all going to be for the fashionable thing, which is for busing for everybody except their own children. That's minimal. That's Scoop, of course, is prepared for busing himself. He's just an honest man. The point that I make is, put every Democratic candidate, in the position of being for busing, and we're against it. Make it black and white, and I don't mean a ton by that. I simply say that that's what you have to do. That's what the issue is. Our Democratic candidates are all for busing. They have to be, because they've got that consistency there that they can't lose. We're against it, not because we're anti-black, because most blacks are against it, who are trans. But we're against it, period. And I think that's what we've got to hit, keep hammering over and over again. And this is the responsible way to get out of the problem. Now, you've got the constitutional amendment then in the wings and so forth. We've already told, going into that, constitutional amendment is one approach. The difficulty is we won't do anything about it now. We want to do something about it now through the moratorium. We think the legislation gives us a better way to get at the problem. And this is, of course, the right way. If you do have a legislation, you shouldn't go to the Constitution. The main point is, there is a basic, fundamental difference of opinion between decent people in this country. And Coleman is a fine, decent, honorable man. I've met him and talked to him. There are many people who simply believe busing and forced integration of education and housing is a good thing. I don't agree. We don't agree. I trust those of you who don't. If you don't agree, say so and lay it right out there in the line, hard, clear.
Mr. President, something that I've been saying, Michigan, I think we'll break from the national press at all, is if others said it, maybe it would finally make an impact. And that they're getting a message in Michigan that this extended political circus over the Judiciary Committee is delaying the consideration of your moratorium legislation and the constitutional amendment on busing. And maybe that's one of the main reasons they're doing it. That's what it's doing.
I think it could be well for years to say it. One of the problems today is that we can't get our legislation up.
That's right. If you could say that, we'd drag it out.
We have a little problem in the House, however, because you're holding hearing in the Judiciary Committee this morning.
They're planning to plan the first way to test the bank, so we've got to be a little careful on that.
Yeah.
How
is that fairly? I'm not say it.
No action in Congress on the moratorium. Congress will be involved, but the administration will get the money. There's not likely to be any action in the Judiciary Committee to happen,
so we'll have to take some other action.
There's not likely, the Rules Committee is not likely to take the bill away from the Judiciary Committee. And in my view, it was the Conference Committee on the Higher Education Bill. At this point, it's not likely to take the moratorium bill in its present form. And I have a suggestion to make that I believe might relieve that situation. As I said, you need some legislative mechanism, which will allow the conferees to save face, those who don't want to rubber stamp the administration's proposal. We need some mechanism that will console the anxieties of the conservatives and the anxieties of the liberals. And the mechanism I suggest is one which has a track record around here, a rather recent track record, and that is a quick court test of the constitutionality of the moratorium. On the 18-year-old vote statute, we provided such a mechanism. That mechanism allowed the liberal to explain his concern about the challenged constitutionality by saying that the courts will have an early opportunity to decide whether the statute is constitutional or unconstitutional. In this context, the liberal viewpoint will be accommodated in the same way. And in this context, the conservative viewpoint will be appeased, because the conservative either thinks that the court's policy will uphold the constitutionality of the moratorium and that this will enable the Congress gracefully to act on the substantive legislation, or, in the alternative, that the courts will find the moratorium unconstitutional. In which case, they'll move out the constitutional amendment.
You know, you put that in the legislation.
I mean that I would, and I've already drafted language. I've already drafted language with which I'm almost satisfied with you. Would achieve that. And if such language were offered by a conferee, it would be a face-saving device for the Congress. And I say it would appease both viewpoints. It would strain the thing. And there's no other possibility of moving that legislation in the House of Representatives.
But let me ask you this, Dick. If you don't have the moratorium legislation on the statute book, what do you accomplish by giving a quick test through the conference on the education, higher education?
I was about to say that if, I think I did say that if the court finds the moratorium is unconstitutional, the discharge petition on the constitutional amendment will be signed.
Yeah.
And this will be the problem of the conservative
bill. You gotta get a moratorium bill first.
Yeah, that was very interesting. That's what happened. What do you say? How do you get it before the court?
What do you mean?
You mean, what is the mechanism for the quick court test?
I don't know.
No.
How do you, or what good does it do to get a quick court test if you don't have the moratorium legislation on the statute?
Well, I'm saying that the quick court test is the thing that will put the moratorium on the statute books.
It would come
without
out of higher education.
Oh, you mean that it didn't get the conference yet?
Yes.
And plus a quick court test provision. Oh, I understand that.